at 7.
Looking live at Oracle Park, wasn't full capacity, but it sure felt like it. Did the home opener go off without a hitch?
It's a great day. We are very happy. Giants are back. The people are back.
And tonight in Oakland, shocking new crime numbers just released. Some suspects as young as 11. And a KPIX 5 exclusive, a new voice now describing his role in this frightening attack on an Asian Bay Area grandmother.
But when they see me coming with my uniform, they run. I've been in that area almost 12 years. They really know me. And they run.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. Oracle Park roaring back to life. Fans waiting more than a year to see the Giants in person. And the team made sure it was well worth the wait. Good evening. I'm Alan Martin. Ken and Liz have the night off. We have team coverage tonight, starting with fans. KPIX 5's Wilson Walker was out there capturing all that excitement. Wilson?
Just about 9,000 fans got to see today's game. Truly an opening day unlike any other, and the excitement extended well beyond the ballpark.
Wonderful to be back. Wonderful to be back in San Francisco, too.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Chico.
The fans, the food, the good times. It all came back to life today, even though the pandemic continues to write most of the rules.
There we go. We both had two shots.
Hello.
Okay, we need your vaccination card.
As for the process of checking those credentials, the Giants were absolutely ready for it with an army of staff on hand to check paperwork and keep people moving.
That is the first. We've never had to do this before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it mean to be back?
What does it mean? It's awesome. I'm so happy to be back. Baseball's back. Love this game. So I'm really excited to bring my boy here and watch the Giants win.
It's a great day. We are very happy. Giants are back. The people are back. Everyone's back to work. It's a great day.
And maybe more excited than the fans, businesses up and down the Embarcadero, where it looked every bit like a sunny opening day. This was an afternoon a lot of people have been waiting a long time for, even if they didn't have a ticket.
So you got some cash in your vaccination card.
Yep, you got it. You got it. So if you know anybody, let me know.
One question shared by fans and business owners alike is, when does capacity increase? Is it June when restrictions get rolled back, or maybe later towards the fall? Everyone would like to see more fans and patrons down here by the ballpark in San Francisco. Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
I'm Dennis Hanal at Oracle Park. When I got inside, the fans were smiling, talking baseball, boats in McCovey Cove, the smell of their beer, and the hot dogs made me think Oracle Park is alive and well. So apparently is the Giants pitching staff. Brian Stowe on hand to throw out the first pitch nearly 10 years after he was attacked outside Dodger Stadium. Stowe flipped it underhanded to Alyssa Nacken, who received a big ovation of her own when the coaching staff was introduced. Johnny Cueto, right down the first 13 batters he faced.
Look at Cueto. Cueto's got it.
Rocky starter Austin Gomber matched Cueto until he was pulled in the seventh inning. Brandon Crawford, up with the bases loaded, he comes through the big two-out hit to drive into. That's all it took to make 9,000 fans sound like 40,000 fans.
Listen to that glorious sound.
Cueto was one out away from his first complete game since 2016. But with the tying run to the plate, Gabe Clapper brought in closer Jake McGee.
Got him, and that's the ball game.
Giants beat the Rockies 3-1.
It seemed a lot louder than 9,000 or whatever was announced, that's for sure. And it's just nice to be back in front of our home crowd.
Giants now with a 4-3 record, and check it out, through seven games, they have the fourth best starting rotation ERA in the National League. At Oracle Park, I'm Dennis O'Donnell, KPIX 5.
A live look at Oakland. This just in tonight, we're learning about a huge jump in violent crime, including murders in the past 48 hours. Tonight, investigators are looking for clues in three homicide cases that have happened throughout the city since Wednesday. The department's also looking into 32 armed robberies and carjackings that all happened yesterday. Investigators say the crimes were pulled off by two separate groups of females and males ranging in age from 11 years old to their early 20s. The chief says he is committed to using all the resources he has to try to reduce the recent violence there. And now to a KPIX 5 exclusive, a new voice in the attack on an Asian grandmother in San Francisco. For the first time, we're hearing from the security guard who took the suspect down. He tells KPIX 5's Betty Yu, their encounter started long before that.
It doesn't matter you Asian, you black, you white, whatever who you are. My job is just to help. Anybody I see somebody they hurt, if I can help, I do.
Civic Center security guard Samba Gisay did just that when he chased and brought the suspect to the ground in this newly released surveillance video provided by the Public Defender's Office. Seconds earlier, Stephen Jenkins, who is homeless, is seen hitting Xiaozhen Xie, who was standing by the post. Gisay was already in pursuit of Jenkins. He first saw the man get beat up at UN Plaza nearby. Video shows Jenkins taking hits.
One lady and one guy jump him in the corner outside the farmer's market. But when they see me coming with my uniform, they run. I've been in that area almost 12 years. They really know me. And they run. They're not trying to mess with him. The guy coming to me bleeding.
That's when Gisay first made contact with Jenkins.
But he just cussing like, they jumped me, and he just keep walking.
Moments later, that's when police say Jenkins attacked 83-year-old Nok Pham, sending him to the hospital. Witnesses pointed Gisay in the right direction. Minutes later, Jenkins punches Xie.
She's an old woman. I'm just trying to help.
A week after the incident last month, Police Chief Bill Scott, a captain and sergeant, paid Gisay a surprise visit. SFPD and the Civic Center gave him these certificates for his outstanding service at great personal risk.
I'm really appreciative for the chief, you know, and thank you so much for everything we're doing in the Civic Center.
Gisay works 7 days a week, full-time as a patrol officer for the Department of Public Works, part-time as a guard, watching over the farmers market area, a job he says he loves. Gisay said he's originally from Senegal and has lived in the Bay Area for 18 years. He hasn't spoken personally with the grandmother's family, but said he's glad she's on the mend. In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
And a live look across San Francisco, where today is the final day of remote learning for hundreds of students. The first round of SF Unified students will return to campus on Monday. That includes pre-K through second graders and special education students up to fifth grade. High school sports practices will also return on Monday. Special ed students in middle and high school will return April 26th. The district says that students will be split into different groups. Some will have in-person classes only 2 days a week in order to maintain physical distancing.
It will feel different from before the pandemic for many reasons, including health and safety protocols that are now in place, but schools are still places for connection and for interaction.
Now at 7 tonight, there's a push to keep a stretch of San Pedro Street in San Jose closed permanently for outdoor dining. It has been shut down during the pandemic so that restaurants could add outdoor seating. Business owners in the area say they prefer the open-air atmosphere. They've even added lighted decks and planters to their storefronts.
This just feels a lot more, I don't know, just lively with the permanent kind of outdoor seating that wasn't here before, without the traffic coming through. It's great. I love it.
It's creating this urban environment that I think downtown San Jose strongly needs and desires.
Couple things could stand in the way of making the pedestrian-friendly strip permanent: a busy garage that has one entrance on San Pedro Street, and limited access for emergency vehicles. But for now, city leaders say the street will remain closed at least until the end of the year. If you're headed to Sierra this weekend for some end-of-the-season skiing, you better listen to this. A rock slide creating traffic troubles along Highway 50. Traffic is moving, but only one lane is open along Echo Summit. That's after hours of work from Caltrans to clear that slide.
Arnold!
to how they did it. Workers have been blasting the boulders away, trying to clear the road. Slide happened early this morning, blocking both westbound, eastbound lanes, causing one car there to crash into the boulders and then tip over on its side. Although one lane's open, it's slow going for anybody headed to South Lake Tahoe right now.
Very frustrating. I have my grandson. I was going to go take him snowboarding. And so now we have to go back home.
Hopefully find a way to get up and get on the slopes.
Well, there's some busy parents tonight on top of PG&E San Francisco headquarters. New video shows three falcons hatching in their nest in the building on Beale Street. You watch the young falcon family grow on PG&E's live webcam, and we put a link to it on our website, kpix.com. A worldwide outpouring of sympathy after the death of Britain's Prince Philip. Flags across the UK at half staff tonight in memory of the 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth. The prince died at Windsor Castle earlier today.
They have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and in recent years, great-grandfather.
The question tonight at the White House, should the Supreme Court be expanded beyond the current nine justices? President Biden issued an executive order to create a commission to study its structure, along with the length of service and turnover of justices. Republicans in Washington already upset about it. Any move to change the Supreme Court would touch off a fierce political battle. Dustin Johnson set a Masters record in November. A different story this weekend. DJ 5 over par, missed the cut. Justin Rose saw his four-shot lead briefly disappear, but regrouped on the back nine to get back to 7-under par. He now leads the field. But what about Will Zalatoris, the Belmont native, playing in the Masters the first time for him? So much for first-time jitters. Birdied the final three holes as one stroke off the lead, and Rose.
I'm excited to be here. You know, I've wanted to be here forever, so there's no reason to feel intimidated now. I mean, I've made it to here. And, you know, obviously, you know, job's not done by any means.
Incredible story. Zalatoris will play with Rose in the final pairing tomorrow at Augusta. Well, tonight, a historic light station in San Pablo Bay hanging in the balance. The Richmond mayor is making a plea for help after the island plunged into darkness. The historic East Brother Light Station Bed and Breakfast has been without power since April 1st. The underwater cable that powers the island's buildings failed. The U.S. Coast Guard, which owns that cable, has decided not to fix it and is only providing power for the tower light. Without the funds, the bed and breakfast has an uncertain future.
Right now, since we have no power coming from the mainland, we are relying on generator power, which I can only use 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour at night.
We need your help again this year to help make history and keep it open.
It looks like several hundred thousand dollars to replace the cable.
The East Brother Light Station nonprofit launched a GoFundMe effort to raise money for that new power source. Now an update on how a whale that washed ashore at Muir Beach died. Marine biologists do confirm it was struck by a ship. The great whale was discovered at Muir Beach yesterday. This is the fourth whale to wash ashore in the Bay Area since last Wednesday. Biologists still trying to figure out what caused the deaths of the other three. NASA is hoping to make history this weekend. For the first time ever, it plans to fly an aircraft on another planet. This little 4-pound solar-powered helicopter-like device arrived on Mars with a rover back in February. The biggest challenge is flying what they have named Ingenuity around the thin atmosphere. Now, if it works, it could be a game changer for the future of space travel.
This is really, really going to be consequential if we can really demonstrate that we can fly on Mars. We can use that helicopter or that, you know, aerial vehicle to fly over to locations that we can't reach with a robotic rover or robotic craft or with humans even. There might be places we can't reach or can't get to.
NASA will attempt the first flight on Sunday. The goal is to hover 10 feet above the ground for 30 seconds. They'll be holding their breath at JPL in Pasadena. Thanks for watching. The news does continue streaming on CBSN Bay Area. We'll be back here for you at 11 o'clock. Enjoy the evening.